turn with me, please, to what should now be a most familiar portion of Scripture, the book of Ephesians and chapter 5. We're going to begin with verse 22. And read to verse 29. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, or a church glorious, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord, the church. One of the first things that we need to understand is that our earthly relationships are formed after the pattern of heavenly relationships. When we go back into the Garden of Eden, God created a man. From the dust of the earth, and he breathed into that man a living soul. Breathed the breath of life into him. Man became a living soul. That man had, as you viewed it, everything that a man could ask for. He had dominion over the animals. I don't think a tiger ever growled at Adam. He had trees, fruit trees in abundance. And he had what one of my sons, who is now with the Lord, used to say. He used 100% of his brain capacity. And yet God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. Let us. So divine persons were in concert with this decision. Let us make him an helpmeet. And help fit for him. See, the animals were under Adam's domain. He could command them and they responded. But God says, no, he wants someone. He needs someone like him. And so from the side of Adam, God took a rib and he fashioned a woman. And Adam's response when he saw this completed work of God, he said, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh, she shall be called woman. She was taken out of man. And I once heard a preacher say that in our vernacular, when Adam looked at Eve, he said, this is it. So God brought these two, male and female, together And he looked forward to the time when his son would come and lay down his life for people who were rebelling against him. The Lord Jesus said, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. He laid it down even when we were at enmity with him. And out of that sacrifice, out of that work, there came a company of people. Those who put their faith and trust in him. And he said, now, this is the ultimate. These are the ones for whom I have died. Now, they are going to be my body. But a body always needs a head. My mom often used to say to us, my sister and I, when we were acting a little crazy, she'd say, how goes the body without a head? Because we weren't thinking, just acting out. A headless body is worth nothing. But here we have a body with a head who's in heaven. And the first thing that we are told in this arrangement is about submission. And it's directed to wives. But let me just interject here that though the admonition is to wives, submission is not confined to those who have husbands. Young people, you may not have a husband yet. You may not have a wife. But for those young ladies, and for those who may not have husbands at this present time, either because of divorce or some such thing, your submission is at a greater level because your submission is to Christ. So you are not exempt from this submission. But for the wives, their submission is unto their own husbands. But let me say this. I am glad the Spirit of God said, as unto the Lord. Submission to your own husbands. God has developed an order, a divine order, which he wants us to follow. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife. But again, the Spirit of God doesn't stop there. And I believe that if he had said the husband is the head of the wife, some of us men would think that we were the lords of the manor. But he says, even as Christ is the head of the church.